Chapter 6416. The Sexaholic Frolic. There are actually chapters of people that can't stop hobbling that meet. Like a AAA meeting. Or rather, like a AA meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous. These people get together, sit in a room. Hi, my name's Fred, and I can't stop hobbling. Hi, Fred! What you do is you find out where one of these meetings is, and you go to it. And you make up some cockamamie story. Stand up in front of the room. Hi, name's Phil Sokolowski, and I can't stop hobbling. Hi, Phil. As you stand there and you recount some cockamamie story. Well, I lost my marriage, my children ate my guts, and yet I still can't stop. I cruise the streets night, but I should be getting my sleep. I'm tired at work because I'm always looking for sweet bliss. Well, as you make it up your cock and bull story, you look out over the crowd, you know every woman you see in that room is a compulsive hobbler. Every woman you see in that room is probably eyeing you speculatively as a potential partner, but they're there because they cannot stop hobbling. So as you make your speech, you walk out to the one you like. After the meeting's over, you say, excuse me, I couldn't help be moved by your story. Obviously, you have a deep will to change, same as I do. And I feel like if I just leave here right now, I'm going to go right back cruising the streets. Would you mind stopping for a cup of coffee with me? Just to get me over the... If I can get past midnight, I'll be fine. She'll say, sure. So you take her to a donut shop. And you sit there. And you say, oh, I love the way the steam from the coffee warms my face. I love to put my hands around the cup and feel the heat in my palms. And then you pick up your donut. If you got a glazed donut, run your tongue around the center rim as you're eating it, huh? Smear a little of the glaze on your face. If you got a Bavarian cream, squeeze it so that Bavarian cream comes out and hits the table between you. And then with your finger, play with the cream, drawing little circular swirls and designs. You'll be hearing the flippity-flop of estrogen before you die! And as you walk out of the donut shop, as she slides across the seat in her booth, you get in your car and you say to her, you know, I just can't control myself. I don't think I'm a sexaholic. I think I'm a human being who's attracted to another human being. And right now, I'm attracted to you. And you know full well, after the donut shop treatment, she'll be ready to go. Next thing you know, you're veritably leaping into the back seat and just... Ah, God! Ah, Nelly! And then in the aftermath, as you light your camel, you say, my God, what have we done? We've had a relapse. Quick, call the crisis intervention line now. Tell them we're on our way back. We need immediate counseling. And so she hops out and runs to the phone booth, and you just pop that puppy and drive, and...